Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Let's take a look at the markets and their performance last week with Chris Robinson, market analyst in the Chicago area. His comments from Market to Market program over the weekend on public television. Let's start with wheat, Chris.
Wheat, every time we've had a decent rally, has not been able to hold it. We're also fighting some technical things there, too, where we can't get above this trend line. There's a trend line that goes all the way back to July. So if we can get through that, certainly the setup is there for a nice rally because the managed money, the big spec funds, they're bet short all the grains. They're bet long the cattle market. But if they have a reason to cover those shorts, that would help. So hopefully wheat will lead the way. We just have to get more than a two-day rally that can hold. We have had no follow-through.
A lot of unrest among European farmers and the EU. Will that eventually be a positive here in the U.S.?
And generally, though, if there is a rally in that French milling wheat, we'll have a sympathetic rally. So it's not directly correlated, but, we have to start somewhere. We're at three-year lows. That's the problem with corn and wheat. We're at three-year lows. And everybody for the last year has been like, okay, is the low in? And it's just been very, very difficult. And I think if there is a rally, it could come from something in Europe.
But what's to stop the free fall in corn?
We're talking about corn. You got to talk about old crop or new crop. So old crop is March. That's what's out there. And that's under a lot of pressure. This level, this 450 level, 440 level is very, very big. You go all the way back to 2013 to 2017. That was the top. We remember that was considered a really good price, 430. So we're kind of dancing with that level now. I think if that was to fail, if the 430 support fails, then you'll see kind of a natural as the market tries to find support. So I would anticipate that if that doesn't hold, we go to 420, 425. As far as making the big call, the same people that, last summer when we were at $6 corn said we were going to $8. I'm worried of that. Just because we're at 440 doesn't mean we're destined to go to 350. It's a possibility. It's always a possibility. But we're putting up a very good fight at this 440 level. If a farmer did not want to sell at $6 corn, if they don't have to, they will hold it. Now we'll see what happens if we drop another 20. Every 25, 30 cents, people take a second look and say, well, maybe we need to move this. But I don't believe that the current farmers that have held this corn are going to be quick to sell. That's going to be probably the number one question this year is at what point will or if the farmers that are holding this grain throw the towel in and sell it. So I don't know. That's anybody's guess. I would say that these big round numbers, 450, 425, if it starts getting closer down to $4, you may see some people have to do it. What does that mean? It means the banker maybe say, you know what, we're not going to give you an operating loan until you raise some cash. And the only way to raise cash, unfortunately, would be to sell.
So that's old crop corn. How about new crop? December 24 futures. Any hope there?
No, we had our chance. We had a little October blip up there. Looked like that was going to be the start of something. We were about 525, 530. And we've just been grinding lower. 490 was a very, very big level for a long time. It was the May low, the summertime. Maybe forget that. Remember back in March when they had the banking crisis and, we dropped sharply and people were saying, oh, here we go to 430 corn. No, we stopped at 490 and then we had that really excellent rally into June. So 490 was a huge level. I think $495, that is going to be, now that's going to be the new resistance to get above. And then, as far as what's below, there's a lot of put strikes at the 475. Every 25 cents, there's going to be a pause. It's just kind of the way the market is. But you're going to see two markets. You've got the old crop corn and the new crop corn. Do not forget about the risk you have for new crop corn. 475 is kind of where we're at right now. I want to make sure that, you've got a plan. And this is going to be a year where you're going to have to know what your numbers are. What level is it not worth it? And, hopefully we can find a base here and we get some sort of rally. Generally, we have some sort of spring rally, between now and planting. So we'll see. The groundhog said we're going to be early spring. Maybe we'll get an early weather issue.
Chicago area market analyst Chris Robinson on Market to Market on public television over the weekend. This is Inside Agriculture, taking one more break.